The Eroticus Power Press presents Lola Divina reading excerpts from Thriving in Sex Work, heartfelt advice for staying sane in the sex industry, a self-help book for sex workers.
Hi, I'm Lola Divina, and today I'll be reading Sex Work and Self-Care, an Introduction. Hi, sexy. We have come so far, conquering our demons and mastering the tools in our toolbox. Now it's time to pay some sweet attention to the mind-body connection, because self-care is the key to successful sex work. I had to figure this out the hard way. When I worked in my 20s, what I thought I needed was for sex work to be fun. It had to thrill me, turn me on, take me places I had never been. I pulled all kinds of crazy shit. Having sex with clients on a bunk bed in a lesbian punk rocker's apartment where I was cat-sitting. Traveling to sketchy parts of town without anyone knowing where I was going. Stepping into three-ways already in progress with total strangers. I met all kinds of people, had all kinds of adventures, and made fast cash along the way. But there was a serious downside. I had zero skills for when things turned not fun. I'd scream at club patrons and get them 86'd for looking at me funny. I'd kick clients out of my apartment for tiny infractions, then get paranoid they'd retaliate and not answer my phone for days. One afternoon, I walked out of a strip club mid-shift just because I was bored. In my 30s, my outlook was completely different. Sex was a job now, a means to an end. I didn't expect it to entertain me. It was simply the fastest way I knew to make money. My number one goal was avoiding burnout. A funny thing happened when sex work was no longer a sport, but a routine that required a healthy body and a clear mind. The experience vastly improved. I screened rigorously, knowing that a single asshole could rattle me for a week. I enforced my rules because I knew I'd regret letting down my guard, even with clients I liked. I kept regular hours, rather than turning on my phone only when I felt like it, improving the quality of my clientele, and making my earnings more predictable. I fired marginal clients to be available for better ones. In other words, I upped my game. Sex work became satisfying in a way it never had before. So let's talk about self-care, what it takes to keep your mind fresh and open, your body sound and healthy. In this section, we'll discuss your support system, including buddies, coworkers, and a good therapist. I'll offer suggestions on how to manage trigger states, such as hunger, loneliness, and fatigue, to avoid the pitfalls of misusing food and drugs and alcohol. We'll look ahead to the winter months, because that's an especially treacherous time of year for sex work. I'll address dissociation, because checking out can be an occupational hazard. And finally, I'll make the case to never forget pleasure. As Dr. Frankenfurter sings, don't dream it, be it.
You've been listening to Thriving in Sex Work, heartfelt advice for staying sane in the sex industry, available in paperback and as an ebook. Learn more at loladivina.com. You can follow Lola on Twitter and Facebook. For Lola Divina, I'm Felicia Gotthelf. Until next time, be sweet to yourself.